devices. So I'll go ahead and update her when she gets back. So thank you for taking the time today. I just it's been a while since we met, so I just kind of wanted to catch up and kind of give you an update on our recent organization changes. And I understand that the VPM has also gone under quite a few reorganizations as well. So, and then also would like to continue on to see what's the status of ACE and what's planned for 2014 and even if you know anything into 2015. So, and I'll go ahead and start with our recent organizational changes. And Wesley, please feel free to jump in and help me out. We can be organized recently. We're under the Learning Solutions umbrella. And part of our team was pulled away to concentrate on the branch that we're training. There was a real need to ensure that the learning is transferred to their job, because that's a huge source of funding for us in the branches. So they created the teams and pulled a lot of our high talent people over to concentrate on ensuring that the training delivers and also that the participants who take the training transfer that learning and become successful, which makes the job successful, of course. So with that, we reorganized into teams to kind of concentrate on different areas. We also lost a few people that left Schwab, and so we're a little short-handed right now. And Bobby has stepped up and is the acting director for the this, what we call the CPMO and modulation team. So our team handles all projects that are cross-organizational, such as a talk basis. Anything that will be developed for more than just one organization. The other teams under Rod focus on individual organizations as opposed to how we focus on the whole organization. So you can actually go online onto My Connections and see Rod's organization. So he's got Charlene, Bobby reporting up to him, Kathy Carr, who maintains the IBS group, the Independent Branch Services group, as well as took on some other groups. I believe the Auctions Express, that fell under Christy. Christy is taking over the CS&S round and will work with CS&S to develop the training. David Wagner has stepped into a position of what we call infrastructure. So they will be working on the tools that we use to develop training, including measurement, which is going to be an important part of our focus going forward. What we're trying to do is, or we're going to do, I should say, is we are going to tie measurement into our training so that we can show that we actually add to the business success. And the only way to do that is to start measuring the success of our training and how people are transferring that learning into their regular jobs. It also provides us with a baseline for future improvement. And I'm really excited about this because I know that we haven't been able to do that in the previous years. We've used figures such as we send X amount of people through training, and I know Debbie has provided that kind of information to you, but it doesn't really say that they learn. Did they apply what they learned? Which, Debbie, for you, for me, all the calls that you're getting might indicate that they didn't apply it or they didn't learn what they needed to know. So it gives us a really good ground for evaluating our training and determining if we need to improve it or change it in the future. So that's just a quick synopsis. Any questions? Did I cover that okay, Wesley?
You did a great job, Virginia. Sure did. Thanks.
Okay. Not so elegant, maybe, as Rod would put it, but...
Yeah, no questions for me. You know, I still meet somewhat frequently.
on the potential MIA project, I know that in the project team we did discuss potential measurements, and unfortunately the project was delayed, and so we're just kind of on a holding pattern for now. Mm-hmm. Which is a good leeway into BTM and ACE. And I see that you reorganized and are now, is all BTM under one director now, or is it broken up, like the development side of it?
So I'm not sure that I'm totally tracking your question, because we've always had multiple directors on the business side, as well as the tech side. So there's always been multiple directors. So, you know, we have a new SVP in terms of Noreen Hassan. Our VP stays the same in terms of Babette Karsaboom. What is changing a bit is Noreen is implementing two, I would say, main changes. One is she will have a strategy arm, which is yet to be sourced and resourced. So she's still continuing to kind of flesh that team out. That strategy arm is also where our Six Sigma and process redesign teams will align. And then Babette's organization will be more of a product delivery, execution and delivery team. I remain as part of that organization, as does Tupac Johnson. Brian Peterson, who was reporting to me, will now fulfill a leadership role in that group, leading the account open track of work. And we have a couple of other individuals that I don't know how frequently you'll interact with them, but Madhu Rao is playing a role relative to business architecture, and then we continue to have a platform director, which will oversee platform enhancements and maintenance items. That role is currently being filled by Ellen Barber, but Ellen is moving off of the program, and so we're looking to hire her replacement. And one of the other changes that we're doing on Babette's organization is due to just thinking about how can we run a little bit faster, rather than having that program, platform, and process verticals like we used to have under Babette, we're actually aligning more functionally. So Tupac will have a responsibility for all Move Money projects. Brian Peterson will have the responsibility for all account open projects. My team will assume responsibility for account maintenance. We've got some front door projects hitting my bucket, as well as some of the Swiss migration projects as we kick off that initiative. As I mentioned, Madhu Rao will focus on business architecture, and then our platform team. So those are the changes on the business side. I'm anticipating we'll have some tech changes that correspond there as well to help ensure that we can deliver. And then as a result of those changes, we're still firming up what our roadmap looks like for 2014 in terms of which projects are going to continue to be on the docket for this year versus those that may push out. I think that we'll see a heavy emphasis and target on the operational work stream.
Okay. Great. So, any news on MIE? Last I heard that it was December, but it was not final, or are they still determining that?
Still determining that. Yeah, and that's also based upon because of the org shifts, so we're still trying to align on what the timing is there.
Okay. I keep getting questions from my colleagues about Swiss. Will Swiss going away? Are they going to be updating it? I think the original plan was that it would have been replaced by ACE by now, but that obviously hasn't happened, so.
Yeah, so there is a plan that Noreen and team are putting together, socializing with the EVPs around Swiss migration. So don't really have any details to share there, but I would expect that what we'll start to land on is probably a 3 to 5 year plan that shows what that migration looks like, and you know what that means in terms of which workflows are moving off and what the timing is. But we don't have that level of detail yet. But we are working on that plan for sure.
Okay. Good to know.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I said good to know so that we can plan for that, so.
Yeah, and I would say at this point, we're not really entertaining a lot of Swiss enhancements, so if there are things that, you know, the businesses absolutely positively need and they're being negatively impacted by not having them, you know, we'll certainly talk about the feasibility of making those enhancements to Swiss, but if they are sort of, you know, nice to have, just, gee, it would be great if it could do X, those will be off the table as we're putting the focus on really building out workflows that enhance efficiency for operations.
Makes sense. Okay. Do you foresee anything in 2014 other than potentially MIEs or CPM&A that would be part of training?
Well, there will be, there's cashiering work that's going on in 2014 for sure. I don't know that I can speak to the training needs there. Tupac will have to identify what the training needs are as those projects take flight. This will also be a bit of a change for us in terms of how we're managing training, because each of those leads that, you know, that I mentioned, Tupac, Brian, me, Madhu, and whoever backfills on platform, you know, if there are training needs coming out of our respective projects, the expectation is that, you know, each of those leads, if you will, are bubbling those up to training as opposed to us having one central contact in terms of Debbie. Now, it's going to take us a bit of time to get there. So in the interim, we'll continue to leverage Deb to help us out with the training needs. But Tupac's really going to have to weigh in on, you know, what cashiering training needs he thinks he's going to have this year. Part of it's really dependent upon, you know, what they're going to deliver, which I can't really speak to because they're in flight right now trying to figure out the what.
Okay. Taking some notes here.
Sure.
Yeah, I think I know that Bobby's real concerned, as am I, because we do have a resource shortage, so we're just trying to make sure that we stay on top of it. And if we're going to need any training within the next, say, 5 months, then, you know, we would need to plan accordingly.
But sure.
It doesn't sound like we're there yet, so I'll just keep in contact with Tupac to see, make sure that he's addressing that and lets me know when he has his earliest indication.
Okay.
Fantastic. So, wow, that's a lot of changes.
Yep. It was.
Yeah, I thought we went through a lot, so you're getting even more. So, okay. That's great. Did you have any questions of me? And Nick, I mainly just wanted to touch base and, you know, find out what the training needs were and what was going on.
And no questions from me. I mean, as I mentioned, you know, Rod and I still keep some one-on-one time on the calendar. So he and I just had a sync up. I think it was earlier this week. So I think I'm caught up. Deb, I don't know what questions you may have for training. I mean, certainly as 2014 takes shape with new leadership coming on board and we land on the revised roadmap, you know, we'll be reaching out, or the respective leaders of that work in flight will reach out. We just don't have that much right now.
I don't have any other questions either.
Not right now.
Okay. Okay. Tim, I think we've got you. Any questions? Comments?
None. I think this alignment was good and necessary. So, thanks.
Okay, great. All right. Well, you have an extra 45 minutes of your day. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. We appreciate it. And if anything comes up where if you get tapped by anyone from BPM and it doesn't feel like, you know, it's clear in terms of what they want or where they're coming from for the interim, just continue to tap me or Deb and we'll handhold it a bit until the org kind of settles down and everything shakes out.
Okay. Sounds good. Yep, I'm here, Virginia. You know where I am. Great. Thanks, Debbie. All right. Sounds great. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.